Gimnasia Verbal, Mixed Conditionals. Hello, Annie, how are you?
Fine, and you?
I'm okay, I'm a little bit on edge.
On edge?
A little bit, como algo nervioso.
Why?
Why? Because we're going to look at something which is extremely complex. And I'm a bit worried because if you haven't got to grips with the basic three conditionals, I would strongly advise you to skip this track. O sea, que si no lo tenéis muy claro en cuanto al uso de los tres principales condicionales, salte esta pista.
Vale.
Pero enseguida.
Bueno, Richard, tú sabes que yo estudio mucho
yo lo
y
sé.
Yo lo tengo claro.
Yo lo sé. For example, si llueve mañana, cogeré mi paraguas. Eso es un condicional futuro, el primero. Decimos, if it rains tomorrow, I will take my umbrella. El segundo, si lloviera todos los días, siempre cogería mi paraguas. ¿Cómo sería? If it rained every day, I would always take my umbrella. And si hubiese llovido ayer, habría cogido mi paraguas. Y el último tipo de condicional, el tercero, el pasado, si hubiese llovido ayer, habría cogido mi paraguas. If it had rained yesterday, I would have taken my umbrella. Okay, in each of these three examples, we're talking about a condition, for example, in the first, in the future, and its consequence in the future. For the present conditional, we talk about the condition in the present and its consequence in the present. And for the past conditional, of course, we're talking about a condition in the past, si hubiese llovido, and its consequence in the past. Habría cogido mi paraguas. Bien, but today we're going to look at something which is a little more complex. As I said, we're going to look at mixed conditionals. This is when a condition in the past, for example, has a consequence in the present, or vice versa. A condition in the present and its consequence in the past. Okay?
Okay.
Now, if you're talking about a condition in the present and its consequence in the past, we form it in exactly the same way as the condition in the present conditional and the consequence from the past conditional. Okay? Are you following me?
More or less.
Good. If you're not, skip this track, because this is not absolutely essential to your English, okay? This is something that usually only natives do well.
All right.
Okay?
I will try it.
But it's not that complex if you focus on what we're talking about, and focus in particular on the examples that are to follow, okay?
All right.
Now, let me give you an example. If I knew her, si la conociera, I would have invited her to the party. If I knew her, pues ahora, si la conociera. Ahora, pero la consecuencia ocurre en el pasado, o hubiese ocurrido, mejor dicho, en el pasado. La habría invitado a la fiesta.
All right.
Okay, so you see, the condition is from the present conditional, the second conditional, and the consequence is from the past conditional, the third conditional. Okay, let's look at another example. Si tuviera más experiencia, habría conseguido el trabajo.
If I had more experience, I would have got the job.
Good, if I had more experience, estamos hablando pues de ahora también, I would have got the job, la consecuencia en el pasado. Si hablara inglés fluidamente, me habrían ascendido el año pasado.
If I spoke fluent English, they would have promoted me last year.
Okay, muy bien. If I spoke fluent English, they would have promoted me last year. Or, if I spoke fluent English, o sea, la condición del presente condicional, I would have been promoted last year. La consecuencia del pasado. Okay?
Okay.
Bien, si mi coche fuese un 4x4, decimos nosotros a 4x4, no se habría atascado en el barro. To get stuck in the mud.
If my car were a 4x4, it wouldn't have got stuck in the mud.
Good. Cambiamos.
Si el clima fuese bueno en Inglaterra, no habría venido a vivir a España.
Muy bien, si el clima fuese bueno, siempre. Estamos hablando de una condición en presente. Y la consecuencia, obviamente, en el pasado. Pues no habría venido. If the weather were good in England, I wouldn't have come to live in Spain.
Si los cigarros no fuesen tan caros, no habría dejado de fumar.
If cigarettes weren't so expensive, I wouldn't have given up smoking.
Si tuviera más tiempo libre, habría ido a la boda.
If I had more free time, I would have gone to the wedding.
¿Habrías saltado si tuvieras 20 años menos?
Would you have jumped if you were 20 years younger?
Si fuera político, no habría dicho eso.
If I were a politician, I wouldn't have said that. Okay, now let's look at the same thing, but the other way round. That's to say, a condition in the past and its consequence in the present. So what do? We simply take the structure from the condition of the past conditional, yeah? If I had known, if I had gone, if I had seen, and the consequence or result clause from the present conditional. I wouldn't do, I wouldn't go, I wouldn't be, okay?
All right.
For example, si hubiese nacido en Polonia, hablaría ahora polaco fluidamente. If I had been born in Poland, I would speak fluent Polish. You see how a condition in the past can affect the present. Okay.
Si hubieses limpiado tus zapatos con abrillantador anoche, tendrías un aspecto más formal.
If you had cleaned your shoes with polish last night, you would look more formal. Okay, we have two words here which are spelt the same. Polish, la nacionalidad, polaco, and polish, abrillantador. Mm-hmm. But, of course, they're pronounced differently. Polish, la nacionalidad, y polish, la sustancia para limpiarte los zapatos. Okay, el siguiente.
Yo no fumaría si me hubiesen operado hace un mes.
I wouldn't smoke if I had been operated on a month ago.
Intentaría mantener la calma si me hubiese picado una serpiente.
I would try to stay calm if I had been bitten by a snake.
Si Napoleón no hubiese escapado de la isla de Elba, el duque de Wellington no sería tan famoso hoy en día.
If Napoleon hadn't escaped from the Isle of Elba, the Duke of Wellington wouldn't be so famous nowadays.
Si mi ex jefe no hubiese entrado en la empresa, yo no sería el director general hoy.
If my ex-boss hadn't joined the company, I wouldn't be managing director today.